Good morning, Mr. Alexander. Once again, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir. William Ivory Alexander II, ADC number 211726.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander. You appear before the Board of Executive Diplomacy this morning for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah.
And that's a piece of paper that you signed indicating that the hearing would be held today, and on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. But we don't see one in the room this morning, therefore may I assume that you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing this morning. And to my right, to your left, that is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And to my left is the Honorable Mr. Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I want to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir. Mr. Alexander and Mr. Osborne, both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Alexander, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to enter and successfully complete the V-Ray at 2501 West M Street in Phoenix on about October 20th, 2017, as verbally or directed on October 5, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Alexander, I'm going to move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Nervous determination of this board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. During phase two of your hearing, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision, bringing you back out into the community. Case, what we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, then we're going to be back to you to talk with you, sir. Mr. Osborne, would you provide some background information on Mr. Alexander, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Alexander was released from DOC custody on September 18th of 2017. He was arrested on November 3rd of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department under the Condo Warrant status. He was returned back to our custody on November 4th of 2017 with 14 of the Condes with a community supervision end date of March 31st of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, resisting arrest, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2006, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2008, shoplifting, 1 year. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And 2015, marijuana violation, 1 year. He said 5 turns with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is STG and gang information noted that on August of 2015, he admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang, the Englewood Family Gangsters, out of Englewood, California. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TR absconder, 76 days, returned to custody, administratively revoked. 2009, TS absconder, 10 days, returned to custody to reach CSED. 2012, TIS absconder, 21 days, arrested by Tempe PD for misdemeanor trespass, returned to custody to reach CSED. In 2016, TIS absconder, 6 days, arrested by TPS, or DPS on absconder warrant, returned to custody revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and theft noted. Other arrests, 2006, shoplifting, AZ, felony conviction, probation. 2006, failure to appear first degree, AZ, no contest. 2006, shoplifting, AZ unknown. 2014, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor, conviction, probation. And 2015, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor, conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G6, D6.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And now we are ready to talk with Mr. Alexander. Based on information that we have, we do show Mr. Alexander, when you were released, that you were approved to go to TLC, and then later on you were approved to go to V-Ray, and I believe you stayed at V-Ray for a while, and then you left V-Ray one day, like on October the 20th, 2017, and you never returned. Why did you leave V-Ray, sir?
Well, the conditions there wasn't positive to my growth. I stated numerous amount of times about the drug use and, you know, surrounding me and, you know, trying to find me a better place to, I can serve out this community service. It was known from my PO, and there was nothing that they could do at that time. They told me to stick it out and all this and that. When I have my mother out here, the only family I have out here, you know, she was going to approve me to that address in a month's time. So she told me to stick it out there as long as I could, and it just got too overwhelming, and one thing led to another, and there I go again. I was using again.
So especially with the drugs use, so what kind of drugs did you use, sir, while you were out there? What did you relapse on?
Marijuana and cocaine.
Okay. And have you used any since you've been back in custody at this time, sir?
No, sir. That's not a problem. I'm a binge user. Whenever I start, it's a problem like that. But, if I don't see it, I don't hear it, it's not a problem. That's why I wanted so badly to go with my mother and the address there, which, to my understanding, as of now, I'll be able to go to that address where my mother is, where I have some support. You know, the classes and all that stuff was good support, but when I come back to the V-Ray halfway house, I'm surrounded by people that don't want to do anything with themselves, and, you know, the drug use, like I said, and alcohol use.
So where did you and your mother come from? What part of the country did y'all relocated out here in Arizona? Where did you come from, sir?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay, so you was over there in California. Yes, sir. Now, don't show any employment. Did you have any employment while you were released, sir?
Yes, I did. Labor force.
Okay, so they were basically paying you under the table, which is nothing wrong with that, so that's not a negative, but you were being paid under the table, so to speak, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Pretty much, yes, sir.
I also note that, on August, well, that's not August, that's September the 20th, you had a negative for your UA. I do take note that you were to enroll in the CHC program for substance abuse, and then you were removed from CHC and enrolled in V-Ray's 90-day program, and you did not complete. Well, you didn't complete the V-Ray program, sir.
Like I said, I did all the classes. I never got dirty for the month or so I was there. But like I told you, it was a little relaxed over there, and a lot of people after hours would, you know, go get their beer and stuff, and I'm surrounded by that, mind you, and, you know, I can't do anything about it. I'm there, I'm watching it, you know, and drug use, and I'm fighting it the whole time. So, you know, it just got too much for me, and, you know, I left.
While you were out, or since you've been back, have you had any programming at all, or counseling, such as the NA or AA or anything like that, to help you with your drug situation?
Yes, I went to a few classes here since I've been here. I've been here a little over a month. I've been to about three classes, and, you know, I have, you know, a lot of positive, you know, church. I'm a Christian. I have a lot of church-going brothers that, you know, help me up with their, you know, resort. How they resorted to fight the battle of substance abuse and stuff.
I do take note, sir, that you did abscond for 14 days. That was, I guess, after you left. Anyway, what were you doing those 14 days that you absconded, sir?
Well, I went back to the old neighborhood I used to be in. I did odd jobs, you know, just to keep me afloat. And, you know, I was up to no, you know, I'm not a violent person. I wasn't up to no good, but I wasn't, you know, doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Did you continue to use any drugs for those 14 days that you absconded, sir?
I did drink.
Okay.
But I stayed away from the other drugs, which was a positive win for me.
I guess my final question would be at this time, what were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was coming from a job. I caught a ride at the Circle K. I usually meet people up there and meet up the cars and stuff. I caught a ride. This brother, he didn't have any gas money and stuff. I knew he was up to no good, but I gave him a couple dollars of gas just to get me where I needed to go, which was a friend's house where I was staying, his girlfriend. And he didn't have any registration or insurance, and that was the reason.
Okay. And so they just, since you were riding there, they just asked you for your ID, and you had this warrant, this tech warrant, and so that's the reason you were reincarcerated, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, at this time, we want to see if other board members might have questions for you. Any questions, board members, for Mr. Alexander? I see none at this time, sir. However, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Well, the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Anything you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yeah, I would like to just state that, like I said before, you know, my mother, she's up in age, about 70 years old, has a heart problem. I would help her out, you know, with errands and, you know, getting to and from. And, you know, she's on a fixed income, so I would, you know, whatever I could, I'd try to help her out. I would be able to now, if I was released, be released to her, under her care. And so that's, you know, that's a lot of my drives for, you know, wanting to do the right thing. You know, I never had a dirty UA, you know, and all those things in the past troubled me, but, it's pretty much, you know, I think a lot of people's minds were made up prior to in my other parole hearings, but, I you never know. I'm here to, you know, to represent myself, which I always am. You know, whatever you
got to
say.
Okay, sir. Let me assure you that this time our minds are not made up. This is our first time, the three board members who are participating, this is our first time working on this case. Therefore, we definitely have not made up our minds. We're in the process of making up our minds now. That's why we're going into discussion now. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination known to you and the public. So please feel free to stay on the phone. And the board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Alexander to be a very interesting person. He admits that he relapsed on drugs there at V-Ray, and one reason he just couldn't resist drugs. I mean, that's one reason he gave, the only reason that he gave for leaving V-Ray was the fact that he just People were using drugs there, and he just couldn't resist it. My words, not his. The only problem with that is, don't get where you are these days, I am told. I guess unfortunately, I'm just not in the right place or the wrong place at the wrong time. But people can just find drugs anywhere these days, and you can easily be tempted. And of course, he did relapse as a result of that. He wishes now that he had not done that, and he wants to go to help his mother, who's becoming up in age. But then in addition to that, he did just walk away. He was not discharged per se. He just walked away from B-Ray because he didn't want to use any more drugs. But he forgot to tell he did not clear it with his parole officer. And as a result of that, he was absconded for those 14 days. I think he's a good person, but he only has, relatively short time, and I just think it might be in his best interest to complete it, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Discussion by board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Kleiner did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W3689, as well as the fact that he did abscond for 14 days and he did leave V-Ray without officially giving them the reason. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Okay. Well, you have determination of the board. Your community supervision has been revoked, sir. However, you will be out March the 31st of next year, which is just about 3 months, a little better than 3 months. At that time, you won't be on supervision. You can be with your mother, do whatever you need to do. You'll be on your own at that time. We wish you the best, sir, and please don't look at the decision of this board as being a negative, because we want the best for you and the community. And this will end your hearing, sir, and if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, we would appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.